listen, here's what we're going to have to do to get here. Mm-hmm. Once we get here, I'm going to try and do everything I can to change it. You know? So we kind of got to play a team. The problems I got is that, you know, and it's hard to say it like this, but I'm not going to beat around the bush and bullshit. If you're not writing tickets, you're not paying for yourself. If you're not paying for yourself, you need to hit the road, because otherwise, it's not a matter of hitting the road. Your job's position's not going to be there. And unless you ain't noticed, you're at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Your job position won't be there anymore.
Right.
And we're there. Mm-hmm. We're already there.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, well, you know, the tickets aren't out there. Well, I'd have to disagree with you, because there are other officers who are writing the mess out of them, and their people don't show up at court. They just pay their tickets and go down the road. I see them every day flying past my house. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me that tickets aren't there. Okay? That don't wash.
Well, I never came to you and said the tickets weren't there.
Okay. Well, what's your reason for not writing tickets then?
Well, I mean, I'm out on the road, and if I see a ticket, I'm going to write a ticket. If I'm there and I witness a problem occur, I don't just let them go by. I mean, I don't want anybody to get the misconception that I'm just letting people
go by. Well, why would you be writing a third or less than other officers?
Sir, I don't know. Maybe it's due to the fact that, you know, someone has a complaint to me, they come to me, I go and investigate it, or I do what I'm supposed to do. I sign on the radio, I take calls off the radio. I mean, you talk about other officers that, you know, don't even sign on the radio all day long, and all they do is write tickets. I can respect that, too. That's what they, you know, prefer to do. But I sign on the radio, I call in my traffic stops, I do all the little things in between. And just like the other day, you know, I'm running people that aren't police staff to their homes. I've got Miss Jean begging me to help with Christmas lights. I'm trying to be polite.
You're talking
you
about
know.
Stuff in the past week or so. I'm talking about over the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
It's no secret that we've gotten in the position we've gotten because, and we have the police department we have because we need to write slow traffic down in Cottageville. That's basically what your major mandate is. Along with your other duties,
mm-hmm.
your main priority is to slow the traffic speeding through Cottageville.
By presence or by writing citations?
Both.
Okay.
But if you're not writing citations, you're not paying for your salary in the position we're in town.
Mm-hmm.
So we got one or two. I mean, if you want to step up and you want to take my job, I'll be glad to swap with you today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not writing tickets, you're not going to pay for your salary, and if we don't have the money to pay for your salary, so basically we're going to eliminate your job.
Right. Well, I understand.
That's the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, having said that, that needs to stay in this little small circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that puts us, you know, I don't like that. You might not like that either. From what I'm hearing from you, you're not necessarily, you don't like just writing tickets. I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get away from that, do you want to keep your job?
Well, yes, sir, but I'm not going to make up numbers. I apologize, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm not going to invent something.
I'm making up numbers, though. But in order to keep the police department the size that we are,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, what we have to do is write tickets. The tickets are there to write. You know, whether you want to call it making up numbers, yes, some tickets are bad tickets, but the majority of tickets that come through are good tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I can go sit in my yard right now and write more tickets all day long.
Okay.
All day long. People come by there 60 miles an hour. You want to bet me? The office writes them all the time.
There's no way, though, to get out here during the day and be able to write one ticket an hour.
Well, I understand that,
and
sir.
If you can do that, write one an hour, then you can be where you need to be.
Okay.
Because right now we really need to have one more officer to be able to cover what we need to cover. And unless... And like I said, it's unfortunate, that's the reality, that you have to write the tickets to do it, but if we don't write the tickets, then it's not there to pay all of the bills, not just your salary,
mm-hmm.
but all the bills, your insurance, the taxes, the car, all the equipment, everything else, the money has got to come in.
Okay. I understand that.
That's my problem. Mm-hmm. I thought I announced that pretty good last meeting we had.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. But he heard it, and I don't go around telling it to everybody. I tell it to him.
Right.
He, in turn, comes back and says something to you. And then you tell him this, that, and other. You know, that's fine to say, well, you know, I'm not going to make up numbers. Nobody gave you a number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you got to write tickets.
Sir, I'm trying my best. Like you said in the beginning of the conversation, you were born and raised in this town. You love this town. Sir, I've lived here for going on 4 years and been here every summer my whole life. I love this town, too. That's why I chose to work this position. You know, and I don't want going around making people angry at me for doing something I shouldn't be doing, you know.
Well, the worst enemy in this town He's going to be talking.
Well, I don't run my trap.
Talking bad about me, talking bad about the chief, talking bad about anything. It don't, usually you say it on that end, it's down there before the end of the day, doesn't it?
Right.
That's kind of dry. I've done heard plenty just come out of it.
But sir, that's not fair.
And I'll be the first one to tell you. If I didn't hear it straight out your mouth, it don't go nowhere. Does it go anywhere with me?
Well, obviously you're upset about something I said.
No, you're wrong. This has come to a head today. Mm-hmm. And the reason this has come to a head is because this has been ongoing. Because I've said something to Ray several times. You ain't heard anything from me. You heard it from Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray's covered for you right as many times. Image change. I don't care where this was or something other. You don't need to be posting anything with uniform or in police gear.
Okay.
Anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your image. It don't matter where it was or what in what context.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't, unless it was advertising that the town's putting off. See, whenever you're out talking or doing anything in uniform, and for the most part, you're in a small town. Everybody knows you, even out of uniform. You know, I got another problem. And I'm gonna bring this. We got a little place up here where maybe one or more other officers go. And they like to run their mouth and this, that, and other. And, as far as trying to have an image change, it ticks me off because they're not playing teams. If you're out bad-mouthing him or this department or the town, then you really probably shouldn't be here. That's my feeling.
We're saying everybody here in general. This is not directly at you. This is directed to everybody at this police department.
Right. I understand that, and I'm not trying to overstep my boundaries. But if y'all believe I'm saying something wrong, why don't you come and say, Jeremy, I heard you said this, and tell me directly what I said, and I should be able to have the chance to say I said it or not. I mean, everybody in this town deals with rumors. That's council, mayor, chief.
We're not playing. He said. She said.
But I'm starting to feel that things are being made up on me, and it's.
No, and they're not. And once again, I don't know who they, but you think everybody's after you.
Well, I'm constantly reminded that Jimmy Ramsey, for some reason, hates me. And then, I'm
Jimmy
tired of being harassed.
Jimmy got mad because that little incident over there.
That excuse
doesn't fly for me, though. You don't take Jeremy for Jeremy, but you have to take Jimmy for Jimmy.
Need to stop worrying about everybody else. And worry about you. Right. Don't worry about everybody else. Forget about them. I don't work for Jimmy. Jimmy, just because Jimmy comes and says, yeah, it doesn't go anywhere with me. Ask Ray. I'm very open.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we're sitting here talking today is because this has come to a head. Why did it come to a head? I already told you the number one reason. You want to know what my problem was? That's what my problem is.
Mm-hmm.
You need to hear it from me and not from him? That's what my problem is. That's going to have to be fixed. This other problem, plenty of people got fired and everywhere else for that right there. If you were in another department, you'd be gone. It don't matter where it was or why it was there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be gone.
Okay.
Do you understand that? Do you understand the reason why? I mean.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I do, sir.
You guys want to say? Do you have any other? Is there anything that I've done, or can we get everything out?
Well, like I said, Mr. Burt, I respect you as mayor. I know it's a hard job to do, and
you guys want to say? Do you have any other? Is there anything that I've done, or can we get everything out?
Well, like I said, Mr. Burt, I respect you as mayor. I know it's a hard job to do, and I don't really know you that well, and I feel like you're coming down on me for things that other people are saying, it's hard for me to deal with that because I hear the same thing. Well, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Just worry about what Jeremy's doing. But right now, I'm in trouble for my job. I've got a child that's not mine I take care of, and I have a household I take care of. And if my job's on the line, it's time for me to worry about what people are saying to me because I'm about to lose my livelihood. I pay for my child's school. I pay for his food. I pay for his clothing. If I lose this job, I'm going to be out of job for a while. I can't support them. You know, I don't make a bunch of money. And, you know, I've never done anything to Jimmy or anybody around here for everybody to come and say, well, Jeremy's saying this and Jeremy's saying that. You know, and that does bother me. And I respect the fact, worry about Jeremy and don't worry about nobody else. But like I said, it has affected me and my family. You know, and it just that's the hard part for me to swallow is y'all want me to worry about just me.
Well, one thing you got to watch, and I've told you this over and over again, is you got to watch what you say about him, whether it's Lee or to Dolphus or anybody else. You've got to watch what you say in this town, look at whether you mean it in a derogatory way or anything else. What you say is going to come back.
That's why I don't run my mouth, and I wish I knew where these things are I'm saying that are still derogatory towards y'all.
I'll tell you one. I'll tell you one out there. Mm-hmm. I got about 20 of them, but see, I didn't hear you saying. But I got good friends all over, and like what I said, your mouth is what's going to get you in trouble 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're out talking bad mouth in the town, bad mouth is Ray, bad mouth is me. And I don't mind asking you point blank. When after we had the little discussion about we were going to take leave, and this came from council.
Mm-hmm.
We went in and discussed it. We were looking at cuts, trying to save everybody's position, looking at cost cutting ways. We were going to take away personal use of vehicles. Did you make the comment to somebody that, well, you know, if the town council and mayor didn't have to get paid their salaries, that that wouldn't be a problem. Why don't we cut our salaries if we wanted to cut them?
I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also said that as a townsperson, too. I do live within town limits.
So you feel like that way? You believe that?
Do I believe that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do.
Why don't we just cut your salary?
Why start at mine first?
Well, you think I should just do what I do for free?
Well, no, sir.
I mean,
I don't believe
the whopping amount of money that I get paid.
Well, when we had the meeting, it was you would base it on a 6-month-to-year plan, correct? You know, cut these things for a 6-year-to-a-month plan. Well, in my estimation, as a townsperson, not as a police officer, I mean, I hope I'm able to still separate those two a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My personal belief was if you take council salary and you take it away for 6 months, you know, as beneficial as a town. I'm sorry if that was a wrong thing to say, but I just was a belief I had.
Wrong thing to say, that's your opinion.
Right, and I...
Come to council and say it. Don't say it out on the street. That's exactly what I'm talking to you about. If you got something to say, you got a little chip on your shoulder. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking from outside.
Mm-hmm.
You got a chip on your shoulder.
I don't have a chip on my shoulder toward anyone. I have concerns like everybody else, but I'm not angry at anybody or have a chip or anything.
Right. But I'm angry when you talk about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come tell me to my face that, hey, you think I ought to sacrifice my salary,
mm-hmm.
And that's your opinion, why don't you come up to council or you come tell me that.
Okay.
If you want to tell everybody else that, you're not man enough to come tell me to.
Well, I didn't know it was a question of manhood toe-to-toe thing. I mean, that was just a personal opinion that, I'm sorry that offended you. I wasn't out to offend anybody.
Talking town business. And your opinion of town business, and I'd be careful mixing the two and out running around yapping. That's something that's a problem here.
That's what we're trying to get over to you.
And it ain't going
in this town, however minor you might think it be, when you start talking, then it becomes a rumor. And as small as the town is, it's by the end of the day, everybody's going to know.
Now, why would council be aggravated with you for saying something like that?
Well, sir, I don't know. I mean, you're aggravated when I said it, though.
No, Jeremy. I've heard that and a bunch of other stuff that's come up, that's allegedly come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You just owned up to that.
Well, if you come and ask me that, I'll come to you, sir.
The hell with that. I don't. Every time I hear you said something,
mm-hmm.
I'm not coming and chasing Jeremy. You know why? I don't give a cat's ass.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about me every freaking day. I could care less. It's adding up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I do, sir.
No, you don't. You're just agreeing with me.
No, sir. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm done. As far as I'm concerned, you'd be fired right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ray's covered for you, over and over. Now it's on him. Okay, I don't care what you say. I care less. You don't want to play team. You don't. You know. You want to give your opinion on what the council should do and this, that. That's fine. You go do it somewhere else. Because I want to try. If I'm going to stay here, I want somebody who's going to play on my team. Now I got the ability to walk out of this office right now, shake your hand, and say, okay, we on. You know, I'm done. You know, I'll leave everything right here on the table.
Mm-hmm.
when somebody says, what's your so-and-so, 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 it don't mean shit to me. I could care less. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. I do.
I mean, I don't thrive on being high profile, but I'm pretty damn high profile. I ride by somebody, yeah. You know, because I've got my hands all over and I'm all in, you know. So if I concentrated on what people thought or saw or yada, 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 it doesn't go a lot. Herein lies the problem. This has been going on for a while. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's come to a head now. I'm leaving it with you. I asked you the question if you had a problem with me. You said your only problem with me is what I have with you. I laid it on the table. You know what that problem is, then, right?
In fact, I'm not writing tickets.
No. In fact, you're not writing tickets and saying stuff. Can you sit here and tell me that other than that, you haven't said anything? You haven't talked about Sam. You haven't talked about the police business.
Well,
you haven't talked about me or anything. Can you tell me that?
Nothing personal, no. Unless I was told what I said. I mean, I was hoping I'd have the chance to say yes, sir, I said that, or no, sir, I didn't say that.
I'm not keeping tabs.
You just said it was adding up and adding up, and
yeah,
that's why I'm in trouble now.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to cause problems. I don't. I come out here and do what I was trying to do as a police officer.
Though, what's becoming the problem now, though, is less than a month ago we were in here because of some language that was said out there on the street, which is bad judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back in here again. This whole incident here is involved from using bad judgment. And that's what we got to ensure it doesn't happen anymore. That your bad judgment doesn't roll over into something else that's going to cause a major problem for the town.
Well,
that's what we're here for today. It's not just a combination of these things. It's a combination of your low activity, of the rumors, of your poor judgment and all that. It's a combination of everything together that we're here for today. It's not just one thing.
Okay.
I'm leaving that everything with you. If you want to continue, let's play team. And there ain't no secret entity out here. We can get you. If somebody's out to get you, you've already been got.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I do feel like that, sir. I'm not going to
say
I don't.
Why?
Well,
why?
Right now,
Jeremy, if I had some secret enemy,
mm-hmm.
I don't do what other people tell me or just that, this, that, and that.
Mm-hmm.
The council was pissed about some stuff that was said. I was like, you know, best thing we can do is I'll talk to the chief, get him to see if he can talk to you a little bit. And if you want to say those personal opinions, tell the council to say them. Don't discuss town business. Don't discuss police business. Don't badmouth the town, Ray, and your job,
mm-hmm.
if you like it. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Because this is a small town. This isn't Charleston. This isn't Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
You say something on there.
It's a small town, but most of the people that are in this town are related. So, therefore, if you start talking to somebody and not realizing who you're talking to, chances are it's going to be somebody's family member.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I'm fully aware of that. I am. But I promise you, I would never say anything offensive.
Sometimes you might.
No, hypothetically, I'm not going around speaking about someone's mama. You know, if that's. But
you're talking about that necessarily.
I don't know how to put it. How to say it? You're right. I mean,
that right there, as a public official,
mm-hmm.
will get you in more trouble, and it gets me. I kind of watch my tongue sometimes, and it takes a little while to kind of think about it. Just like a little incident with councils, you know. You essentially work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Making a comment like that could be detrimental to your position. It don't matter to me. That's your opinion. That's fine. That's fine.
I would just like to change.
I've got the ability to brush it off and just say, well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take my position and not get paid anything, which I might as well not get paid anything now for it because it's trivial.
Mm-hmm.
I got the ability to do that. Some people don't. Okay?
Right.
Best thing to do is to have never gotten here and just watching what you say.
Yes, sir.
Would have saved you that. Okay? once again, I don't do what I'm told to do. I put stuff on the table and let them give me suggestions. If I wanted you gone, you'd be gone right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I've told Ray several times. I like you. I think you're a great fellow. I think you got a lot of potential. We got money invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
If you like your position, you like this town, you like your job. And listen to this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn a lot more from listening than you can from talking. Listen to it. You got it made here. You might not make a lot of money. You might not realize this yet. But if you got canned today and you had to go out looking, you'd come back in a couple months and say, you know what? I had it made. And I encourage you to go ask people. You got it made right here where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
If you care about your job and you care about this town, you care about this, just watch what you say and watch what you do and how your actions are. The main priority right now on your job, and I don't like it, is generating revenue. That's in order to pay for your position. Yours is the lowest position.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just being point blank. That's not, I'm technically not even supposed to say that, okay? But I'm not going to bullshit. That's where we're at. I don't like it. I got a business license ordinance coming about January 1. That's going to help us generate revenue. I'm going to do more.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. By next year, I hope to institute other things, which is, you don't even know about all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just rest assured that that's not my main focus. I inherited what's here. Now, we got one or two ways to change it. One, we come in here and just pretty much wipe, get rid of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's an option. Or we try and subside until we get help. The county's going to be coming in here after January.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help us cover the shifts. Okay? Rest assured that I am working on it and others are working on it. Play teams. If you can't play on this team, let me know right now.
I'm all about playing on a team, but I need team members on my side, too.
You have no idea how many people are on your side. You have no idea.
You're correct, I don't.
You got two right here. And these are the only two you need to worry about.
Yeah.
Do you understand
that? I appreciate that. That's what I was hoping for. I mean,
these are the only two you need to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You need to cover his ass and mine. In order to do that, watch what you say and do what he asks you to do. And don't worry about all these other officers. Don't worry about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's your boss. Technically, I'm not. I go through him. We've come to a problem. That's why I'm here. I don't want this again. I've already told him. We're not having this again. How many times have we talked about this?
This one here a lot.
Okay. Now, you talk about talk. And it talk don't go nowhere but me and right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the talk goes. So anything you hear came from right here. We're on your side. If we weren't, plenty of people have already, you'd already been out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to impress upon you how serious I am about that.
Well, I understand.
We're on your side.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Help us out, because we're not going to do this again.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.